Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rita Lipman, president of the Allentown Art Festival, is joining us live this morning on WBEN. Allentown is back this weekend, the Art Fest. Rita, this is really one of the signature events of the summer here in Western New York. It's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
It certainly has. We started back in 1958, so this is our 68th year.
68 years, and every single year, you manage to, you know, bring something a little bit different. I guess that's kudos to you. Kudos to the artists, too. I mean, you've got to be amazed at the things you see every year.
You know, I truly am, because we have a lot of old friends who return every year, but then we have new artists to come, too. We have a lot of new artists this year. So we're always excited to see what people are going to bring to us.
We heard about one of them this morning. Reporter Tom Puckett talked to an artist who paints with coffee. I mean, it's some of the craziest stuff, right?
Isn't it? I know. And I have no idea how these people come up with such creative things, but they do. And to us, it's so exciting because these are things you won't see anywhere else. You know, these people they're one of a kind.
Yeah, amazing art that you see around every corner at Allentown. I'm wondering, you know, how exactly Allentown, because it's so big here in Buffalo, but how does it rank, you know, for these artists who travel around to shows around the country? What are some of the things you hear about the Allentown Art Fest?
We hear a lot of positive things. We're actually, there is a ranking system for art shows, and we are always very highly ranked, which is reassuring to us, obviously. They appreciate the organization, and they also appreciate the people of Buffalo. They always say they come to Buffalo, and people are friendly, they're helpful, and curious about the artwork. And I think that's really what brings people back here every year.
You know, it's one of the few festivals that's not centered on food. I mean, there's plenty of food available, but this one is really about the art. And that's kind of makes it different, right?
It does. It really does. And, you know, I think that it's wonderful that you can find, you know, people can come down and find beautiful pieces of jewelry all the way to sculpture and paintings. And there are some very affordable items and some that are pretty expensive. And we have a loyal following who come and actually purchase very expensive artwork. And, you know, some people come to just people watch, and it's a great event for everyone.
What's the best way to go into, you know, maybe you go in, you're not entirely sure, you think you might buy something, but you're not entirely sure what that might be, or maybe even how big that might be, right? Because there's a lot of, what's the best way to go into the Allentown Art Fest? Is it, you know, park a truck a few blocks away just in case you got a sculpture to load up, you know, bring someone with muscle who can carry something around? How do you make it work?
Well, you know, that's so true, because it's kind of like when you go grocery shopping for one thing and you come out with a giant basket full of stuff. And I think that people can do that. They probably start off thinking, oh, I'll just look. And then the next thing they know, they're finding some really great things and realizing that this is a once a year opportunity because, you know, again, you won't find these things anywhere else.
Does this festival draw people from outside of Western New York? I don't mean vendors. I mean festival goers.
You know, yes, we do. We've been surprised by how many people do come from out of state and Southern Canada, of course, also. The hotels, I know, are booked. Airbnb is doing very well. And it's always surprising because sometimes we hear from people from pretty far away who say, I'm looking for a particular artist. Is that person in the show? So some people have, you know, one person that they follow and they want to see, and other people just come because they know it's a great show.
And you can get anything under the sun. That's the one thing I like. You know, so often there's nothing wrong with you go to a lot of these things and you find Buffalo-focused or Buffalo-themed things. That's what we see at a lot of these pop-up festivals around Western New York, and they're fun, but you kind of start seeing the same thing after a while. Allentown's one of those places you go, and you really do see things that are completely different.
You absolutely do, and we're amazed. We really are when we see what people do. As you said, painting with coffee, how does someone think about that? But they do, and they just come up with so many ideas, and it's really a wonderful thing.
Are returning vendors generally in the same place year after year, or do you really have to hunt them down?
No, they are in the same spot because, as you said, some people have a following, and they want to make sure that, you know, people know where they are. So unless they request otherwise, they will be in the same space.
All right. Well, I mean, that's all great stuff that you can come to expect from Allentown. Any new wrinkles this year? I know sometimes things change in terms of streets or, you know, where certain things are. Anything new that longtime festival goers need to watch out for?
Absolutely. First of all, we have started demonstrations. So we have Corn and Glass will be there. They've been here. They were here last year also. But they're demonstrating glass blowing, and they make little creations as we're watching. It's fabulous. We have jewelers demonstrating. We have pottery people demonstrating right in front of our office at 439 Delaware. So as you walk the show, it's nice to take a little break and kind of look around. We have the Buffalo School children. We have students who we provide a grant to the Buffalo Public Schools for art supplies, and they work on a project for the entire year. The students come and demonstrate or show their work, and they also sell their works. So that's exciting, just to see what this, you know, the younger kids are up to. And then the thing that we're very excited about this year is St. Mary's School for the Deaf will be with us, and their students have created American Sign Language art, and they will be in front of the Teddy Roosevelt site. And so we're really excited to see what they're bringing to us.
Very interesting. All right, what are the hours this weekend?
11 to 6, both Saturday and Sunday.
Huh, that's easy. Okay.
Good to know, and I'm sure we'll see everybody there. Rita, thanks so much.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.